Good evening. Welcome to our 2017 C4 Christmas program.
大家晚上好，欢迎大家来到我们华人教会一年一度的圣诞节庆祝。
We hope to have some fun tonight.
希望大家今天晚上会很有乐趣。
But also point our hearts and minds to Jesus as we sing Christmas songs and as we reflect on His birth.
与此同时，也希望大家能够反思到主耶稣基督的降生。
Let me begin our time in prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始今天的聚会。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this day that we can gather together to celebrate Christmas.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们时间和机会，我们可以聚集在一起来庆祝圣诞节。
We just worship and adore you for that amazing fact.
我们在这里之所以能够崇拜你，能够在这里敬拜，是因为你所行的奇妙的大事。
That you sent your son Jesus to live and dwell here on earth amongst us.
就是你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督道成了肉身住在我们当中。
And to save us from our sins and to bring us salvation.
把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
And so we come to you today with joy and thankfulness.
所以我们今天在这里是以喜乐的心、感恩的心来到这里。
And ask that you would be glorified through our time together.
我们在这里愿意你自己得到最大的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, the children are going to come out and begin our program by handing out some candies. So, welcome the children.
所以我们节目的最开始是儿童要上来给我们大家分糖了。
大家晚安，我们开始今天晚上开始的节目，让我们开始我们要唱几首圣诞的歌曲。那我们好不好，当我们音乐开始的时候，我们要唱两首英文的英文诗歌，那当中呢有中文的部分也有英文的部分，所以呢我们就是如果你可以唱中文你就唱中文，你喜欢唱英文也可以唱中文。 Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Chinese churchWe are going to sing the Christmas carol first, and then we have two languages, the Chinese and English. So feel free to pick out your language or your favorite. All right, everyone will stay up. We'll sing that together.
起来崇拜我救主耶稣基督。
请坐。
马太福音第一章18-25节记述了耶稣降生之前的故事。经上如是说， 耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里解救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。约瑟醒了起来，就遵照主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子就给他起名叫耶稣。
And offer Jesus our praise. Oh, how long God's people waited for the coming of their Messiah. The words of the ancient prophets are the cries of our... And offer Jesus our praise. Oh, how long God's people waited for the coming of their Messiah. The words of the ancient prophets are the cries of our hearts today. Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Oh, come,
for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Oh, come,
and the government will be upon his shoulders.
You are Lord of Lords, you are King of Kings, you are mighty God. Oh, come, Emmanuel.
The centuries of waiting for Christ to come were finally at an end. The Son of God was born into our world, not with earthly wealth or power, but in the simplicity of a humble stable.
Hello?
I'm Luke.
他的名字是 Luke.
This is Alex.
我的名字是 Alex.
Okay, we're part of the youth group, and
我们在 youth group 里.
And last year for Christmas, we made bags to give to the homeless.
去年我们做了袋子给不是很富有的人.
And then the youth group and their parents together made over 100 bags, which cost $20 each to make.
所以 youth group 里的人和他们的爸爸妈妈做了100个袋子, 拿袋子. 大概需要20块钱去做.
And so this year we want to include the whole church and not just the youth group.
所以今年我们要整个教会都一起参加.
And then there's going to be a donation box in the back if you want to donate some money.
会有一个鞋盒子在后面，如果你要给钱捐钱。
And that box will stay in the old sanctuary until Christmas.
然后那个盒子会待在英文堂到圣诞节的时候。
Also, and then after that, the youth group will go shopping for items to fill the bags with.
然后 youth group 会帮助去买东西放在袋子里。
And then sometime in January, we will hand deliver the bags to the homeless at Fenley Park.
然后在1月份的时候，我们就会到芬里的工人去给他们。
And then, so last year when we went out there and gave them Christmas presents,
所以去年我们去给他们礼物的时候,
they were really grateful because they weren't.
他们很感谢.
You guys can also donate items yourselves.
然后自己也可以捐东西，像衣服.
There is a sign-up sheet.
会有一个。 有一张纸，你可以写你要给什么。 Are we done?
So basically, the people at Fenley Park, they were really thankful that we were able to give them a present to keep them warm.
所以在那里的人都很感动，因为我们给他们了像衣服和被子。
Because it was cold.
因为很冷。
Right. Thank you.
谢谢。
So tonight we're going to be singing Silent Night in three different languages, English, then we're going to sing in Chinese, then we're going to sing in Spanish, and then all together. This is the C4 youth group. We consist of 40 members, middle school and high school, and we're singing in these languages because we're trying to remember that the church is global, and we all praise the Lord in different languages, and so please sing along in any language you prefer. Between the third and fourth stanza, we have a special person singing.
Yeah. All right. guys. Let's turn the beat up, okay? Let's go.
Hey!
Let's go, move it! Starting the night it was, holding life from above. I'ma take nothing for granted, thinking about me can't consent. Cause I'm married and I have a daughter, had a baby from wrapped in cloth. And Jesus, our favorite song. All of it's not enough, not enough,
yeah,
not enough.
Hey.
Clap, clap, clap. Clap for God. Jesus sleep in a manger across the great shepherd dogs come. He raised all the peace. We're a people here to go.
Hey,
he's the boss.
Boss,
he paid the cost. A holy infant yet glory from above. A beam of radiance during Christ done. Jesus Lord, he is me. I am lost. He is alive. A son of God, born with all. God of all, set on the cross. I'ma just sing with the heavenly host on. Hallelujah.
And so now we're gonna sing with all three languages together again.
The first scripture reading is in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus for a census to be taken for all the inhabitants of the earth. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius governed Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Please stand, we're listening on the second piece. Away in the manger.
Yuan
小小的主耶稣，水桥岸山下，众星都照耀着主安睡地方。小小的主耶稣，睡在干草上。众生出明明叫声音无尽心，小小的主耶稣，却无尽苦身。主耶稣，我爱你，就靠近我旁，坐在我小床边，看守到天亮。求主来临近我，与我在一起，爱护我，亲近我，永远不分离。求主赐福孩童，常怀看顾，在我们在天家与耶稣同住。
Luke tells us that in the same region where there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those in whom he is pleased."
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Again, Merry Christmas.
我就不知道大家在圣诞节当中最开心的是什么事情。
What do you think is the thing that you enjoy the most during Christmas?
有人买东西、送东西、吃东西。
Presents, gifts, good things to eat.
不知道从什么时候开始啊，圣诞节好像就形成一个传统，有大家互送礼物。
I don't know when they start the tradition that in Christmas time we exchange presents.
我们家的孩子当中有一个特别喜欢送礼物、收礼物。
One of our children especially love to get presents and receive presents. So way before Christmas came, this person prepared, make a lot of preparations.
我就在想这个传统究竟什么时候形成的，为什么就这样形成呢？
I wonder when did this tradition start to come into existence and how did it come about?
我希望是这个原因哈，这个原因就是因为上帝送了我们一个最好的礼物。
I hope this is the case that because the Lord Jesus, God gave us the best present.
那我们的生命就好像一个杯子一样，上帝呢有很多的祝福要装满我们生命的杯子。
Our life is seems like something as a container that God wants to fill it with blessings.
这个杯子呢满到一个程度，我们非常的满，我们很高兴、很满足，然后我们很自然的就去跟其他人分享。
And God wants to fill our cup with blessings, and naturally we want to share our blessings with others.
所以我们的心中的这种满足不一定是收到一个实质上面的礼物，一盆花或者一本书或者一个卡片，而且有可能是我们内心的那种平安和喜乐可以跟人去分享。
So our fulfillment is not just by getting a present, getting something that we like, maybe a book or bread or something to eat, but it is some kind of satisfaction that we have this from the Lord.
这个之所以能够成为可能，是因为上帝先送了我们礼物。
That this is possible because God gave us presents first.
那这个礼物是什么呢？
What is this present?
就我们刚才所读的经文当中，就很明显，这个礼物就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
We have read in the passage that this present, this gift is the Son of God, Jesus.
这个礼物对我们来说意味着是什么呢？
What does the meaning? What does the present mean to us?
我想从约翰福音里面跟大家简单的分析一下这个礼物是什么。约翰福音第一章第十四节，道成了肉身，充充满满的住，造成了肉身住在我们当中，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
In God, Gospel of John, in chapter 1, verse 14, talks about God, it becomes its fullness filled in us.
他住在我们当中，他成了道耶稣基督成了肉身，住在我们当中。这个住字呢，是跟犹太人的一个节气叫祝棚节，是同一个词根。
The word God becomes first and filled in us, abide in us, and this word living in us, abide in us is the same word that used in the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles.
这个就很提醒我们为什么耶稣他选择这样一个词哈，他到了第七章的时候，在他自己的讲论当中，他提出来这个原因。
And this also in chapter 7 of the Gospel of John, Jesus also used the same word.
他住在我们当中，然后在那个节期的时候，就是那个祝棚节的时候，在第七章的时候，他就说到了那个节期的最后一天，因为那个节期一共有八天。
He lived in us, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, there was an 8-day festival, and on the very last day of that festival.
到了最后一天的时候呢，耶稣讲了这样的话。
On the last day, this is what Jesus said.
我读中文，然后Richard会读英文给大家听。
Read in Chinese first and in English.
节期，约翰福音第七章的37节开始，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站起来高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说的，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
And starting with verse 37, in the last day, that great day of the Lord, of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "And the man, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture says, but that spoke of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit has not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified."
这个祝棚节就常常的提醒着以色列人，他们从前他们的祖先在旷野里面是常常住在棚子里面，接受上帝的供应和祝福的。This
reminded the Jews that when they were in the wilderness, they were living in tents, in tabernacles, that they were given provisions by God.
在旷野当中，他们非常缺水。In
the wilderness, they did not have enough water.
他们也缺食物。They
did not have enough food.
他们也缺信心。They
did not have enough faith.
但他们所缺乏的上帝的供应。But
what they have lacked, the Lord provided for them.
那时候的水不像我们现在，你打开水龙头就有水可以喝。At
that time, it was not like a faucet that you turn on and the water comes out from the.
在沙漠当中，有一点点水是很稀罕的东西，是很宝贵的东西。
In the desert, water is very precious.
他们以后种田的时候需要有一点风调雨顺，那是很不容易的事情。如果有的话，他们要好好的感谢上帝。
When they do farming, when they do cultivation, then it is harder to it's not always the weather may not always cooperate to have enough water to cultivate the land.
这个时候耶稣就用他自己来做比方，他说：“信我的人，他们的腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
And Jesus uses as an example those who believe on him from the belly will flow rivers of living waters.
也就是说我们真正接受上帝礼物的人，他内心里面有那种平安，有那种喜乐，他有一种富足，生命上面的富足，他可以很轻松很自然很喜乐的就跟其他人去分享。
That is to say that those of us who believe in the Lord Jesus, we have this fullness, this abundance that out of our belly we have this fullness, this abundance flow out from us.
而这一切都取决于我们怎么样对待上帝给我们这个礼物。
And all this is the key is how we treat the Son of God.
上帝给了我们耶稣这个礼物，我们是接纳他呢，还是以什么样的心态来接纳他呢？
God has given us this gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we receive this gift, and how do we receive this gift?
圣经说，我们如果接受耶稣的时候，我们就活水的江河就从我们腹中流出来。
The Bible says that if we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, then from our bellies there will be outflowing rivers of living waters.
同时他在另外一处，在约翰福音的第十五章的时候，他也用了另外一处，他说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，那藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面，他所成就的我就必然给他们，他所心愿的我就必然给他们成就，他的就多结果子出来。
In John 15, it was also in him that I'm the one, you are the branches, and those who are abiding me, you bear more fruit, and if you abide me, you bear abundant fruit.
你希望这样的生命在你的人生当中流淌出来吗？
Do you like to have this abundant life?
你希望这样的礼物能够生活在你的心中，有平安和喜乐在你的生命当中吗？
Do you like to have this presence so that you have joy and peace in your life?
你今天就可以接受耶稣到你的心中来，这是上帝最美好的礼物。
Today you can receive this best present from God. You can receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart.
耶稣在约翰福音里面记载，这里给了一切的这样的好处，你可以多结果子，可以荣耀神，也可以在你所做的事情上面得到成就，但是在其他的地方有很多与此相对应的一些警告。
On the book of John, you are given a lot of good things. Like if you believe in Jesus, then you have abundant life, abundant blessings, you bear abundant fruits. But there are other warnings somewhere else.
在撒迦利亚书里面说到，在这个祝福节当中，上帝给你这个邀请，上帝给你这个礼物，如果我们不接受的时候，我们就离祝福节很远了。
The book of Zechariah tells us that if we do not receive, accept this gift, this present, then God will be far away from us.
我们就离上帝的礼物，离上帝的祝福就很远了。
Then we'll be far removed from the blessings and from the presence of
God. 这是很悲哀的一件事情，圣经里面这么记载。
This would be something tragic as recorded in the scriptures.
撒迦利亚书十四章的十六到十七节，他说：“所有来攻击耶路撒冷列国中所剩下的人，必年年上来敬拜大君王万军之耶和华，并守祝棚节。地上万族的，凡不上耶路撒冷敬拜大君王万军之耶和华守祝棚节的，必无雨降在他们的地上，并没有雨水降在他们的地上。”
And then in Zechariah.Chapter 14, verse 16 and 18, it said, And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up to, go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles. And it shall be that those who will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, that the Lord of hosts, even upon them, shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt not go up,Then come Lord, they have no rain. There shall be plagues. Then the Lord shall smite the heathen that come up not to keep the feast of tabernacles.
没有上帝礼物的生命是很悲惨的生命。
It is tragic to be in a life without the gift of God.
当你要种地的时候，没有雨水过来浇灌。
If you want to do farming or cultivation without rain, without irrigation, nothing works.
当你在痛苦当中的时候，没有安慰。
If you're in pain, there's no consolation.
当你在急难当中的时候呼求没有人答应。
If you cry, but no one answer to help you.
当你在情绪低落的时候没有人陪伴。
When you're depressed, you have no companion.
因为我们没有接受上帝的礼物。
Because we have not accepted the gift from God.
没有水来浇灌这地，没有活水的江河进入了我们心中，更加没有活水的江河从我们的心中流淌出来。
Without living water coming to our heart, and without living water flow out from our heart, and that's without water to irrigate the land.
但今天大好的消息是，这个礼物就摆在你的面前， 你如果接受它，你就有活水的江湖，活水的江河涌进你的心里，又从你心里面涌出来，流淌在其他人的生命当中。
The good news is that the present is already set before you. You only have to receive it, and then the river of living water shall flow into you, and then from you shall flow out the rivers of living water.
所以希望大家有一个快乐的圣诞节，你们可以享受无论是你们的亲人朋友给你们送的礼物，但是要更加的享受一个更美的礼物，就是上帝所赐给我们的耶稣基督。
So I wish you a Merry Christmas as you receive and enjoy the presents and gifts from your friends and families and your loved ones. But the greatest gift is that you should receive the gift from God, the Son, Jesus the Christ.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
We're going to spend time now doing a candle lighting ceremony.
我们现在做一个点蜡烛的一个仪式。
In Isaiah 9, there is a prophet Isaiah who lived and preached and proclaimed God's word about 700 years before the birth of Jesus.
在以赛亚书里面，先知以赛亚在主前700年左右就预言了主耶稣基督的再来。
And he proclaimed these words of prophecy, which he wrote in Isaiah 9:1. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by way of the sea beyond the Jordan.
以赛亚书第九章的第一节开始，但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness a light has dawned.
住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
And so many centuries before Jesus, it was predicted or prophesied that there would be a great light that would come from the land of Galilee, and that was fulfilled in Jesus.
甚至在耶稣降生前700年的时候，就有这样的预言说，在他的百姓当中会见到大光，在死荫之地有光照耀着他们。这个预言700年之后实现在主耶稣基督身上。
And so on this Christmas celebration, we're going to commemorate Jesus as the light of the world by lighting candles.
所以我们在这里借着这个蜡烛来使我们回想起耶稣基督给世界带来大光。
And I'll have some of the guys pass those out. So take a candle and we're going to light them and then we'll just pass the light around. Just
我们就请点蜡烛的同工到前面来，他们点了蜡烛之后呢，就开始把这个传递下去。
Just be careful with the candles that you don't tip the candle because wax will fall into the base and we don't want to get the floor full of wax.
So, 请大家拿着蜡烛等一下点燃的时候小心点，最好让它不要倾斜，要不然会掉在手上受伤或者掉在木板上面。
Let's all stand together.
请大家起立。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your great love for us.
天父，我们谢谢你对我们的大爱。
That you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son Jesus.
你对我们如此挚爱，也赐下你独生子耶稣基督。
That through him we may receive the greatest present that we can ever receive.
就是因为他。我们才收到这人世间、这世界、宇宙间最大的、最有可能最大的礼物。
That of the gift of eternal life.
这个礼物就是耶稣基督所给我们带来的永生。
And we thank you that we can live and walk with you now and forever through the salvation that Jesus brings.
我们谢谢你，我们接纳耶稣基督的时候，我们就可以生活在他的里面，我们活在他里面永远。
And help us, Lord, as a people to live and walk in that light.
当我们在这个生命当中行走的时候
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们求主继续地保守我们
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名 Amen.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
One more time. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May you go in the love and grace of Jesus Christ and have a very Merry Christmas.
当我们平安散去的时候，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、慈爱与你们同在。祝大家圣诞节快乐。